Grace and peace. This is A.L. Blue of Better Lifeology. I'm a pastor, mentor, author, and Better Life teacher of the spiritual community, the Better Life Empowerment Movement Incorporated. And you're listening to Better Lifeology Radio Broadcast. What if I told you that you are more than they told you? What if I told you that you are better than you ever imagined? That you have power within you, a God-given power to change your current reality, no matter how much or how little that change may be. See, this power is within you. Join us on a journey of discovery that you may live your better life now. It's called Better Lifeology. And as you learn of these skills, practices, along with the Better Life principles, you will see the results you've been praying for, the results you've been looking for, and ultimately running after. And now they'll be manifested in you. Better Lifeology is the ability to learn how to manifest your better life now. And anyone can do this. It starts with you. And we have an assignment from God, an ordained purpose, to help you build your better life experience as you're tapping into the power that is already contained within you. Welcome to Better Lifeology Radio Broadcast, where it's already getting better.
Good afternoon and welcome. Thank you for joining us on our Thursday evening prayer cast, or this is our encounter prayer and meditation evening. We welcome each and everyone who is on the line, those who are here for the first time and those who are returning. We thank the Lord for you all, and we are delighted that you took the time out of your day to be with us. In a moment, we'll be joined by a teacher, a leader, who will be bringing us the word for today. In the meantime, please have your Bibles, notebooks, and pens ready. We'll be getting started in a moment, so let's get our hearts prepared to receive our teacher, Pastor A.L. Blue. Please continue to hold. Thank you.
Thank you. On our Thursday night, another thing. You can feel free to allow anybody, whether they're from the ministry or not, to join in on our Thursday night gathering. We do this for the community today. A new series, and I hope you are already being blessed by it, as we've been teaching on the me that I hope and a powerful insight. Well, as we get ready to get started, just a part I want to share, I believe it's a profound song, and it goes a little something like this. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy. With a giving, I'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for you. Can you sing that with me in your own rhythm or way? The Lord is only interested in us making a joyful noise. Come on. Lord, prepare sanctuary, pure and holy, pure and holy. Tried and true. Tried and with thanksgiving, I'll be a living. Thank you. A sanctuary for who? Lord, for you. Come on, say it one more time. Prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, pure and holy, Christ and truth. And with thanksgiving, I'll be a living. Sanctuary. Lord, for you. Come and give that testimony. Maybe a little bit going in and out, but do your best. I'm trying to get in a position that my connection will be better. But how many of you have that testimony today? Listen to the words of the song. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and found true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for you. Isn't that an awesome statement? Isn't it a powerful decree? Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Lord, prepare me to be all and do all that you have called for me to do. And listen to me. The preparation is not on your end, it's on God's end. I'm going to say that one more time for somebody who needs to understand in clarity. The preparation, your end, is on God's end. What does that mean? That means that in your best opportunity or work, you still will fail. In your best, in God and the citizens of Christ, we now become, watch this, the righteousness of God. And that's kind of what I want to deal with tonight. I want to show you and do some recap. Okay, hold on. All right. Connection is very bad. Okay, hold on, everybody. I'm having a little technicality. All right, hold on one moment. We're going to get together. Hold on one second. Okay, and we're back. Listen, I need somebody to unmute your line and make sure you can hear me correctly. I am kind of by the airport, so I'm having a little issue with the line, but nonetheless, we're going to try and make it anyhow. Are you able to hear me correctly?
You're good to go, sir.
Okay, all right. Well, again, thank you for all of you joining in with us. Certainly, what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask, I know that Prophetess Ayeli is on the line. She's on the line. I'm going to ask that she opens up with prayer just for a moment, and then after that, we're going to get right into the message that I want to share with you today as we have opened up our new series in this case. So go ahead, Prophet, if you're able, I want you to open up with a word of prayer.
Father God, we just give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor, we magnify your majestic name, God. We thank you for today, Father God. You allow us to be in your presence, and you are going to pour into us, Father God, even more wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, God. Thank you, Father God, for the manifestation of miracles. Thank you, Father God, that your hand is upon us, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for the word, Father God, that's going to give us more faith, and that we are going to be encouraged and strengthened, Father God, and have boldness in us, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing Pastor, Father God. I thank you, Father God, as you spend the time in your presence, Father God, you heard from you clearly, and the word that's going to come out of his mouth, Father God, it's going to be like sweet honey into our spirit, God. And God, we just thank you that you cover him and protect him. We come against any distraction line, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and God, we will be better when we get out this life, because your word is life. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, certainly, we thank the Lord. Thank you, Prophetess, for being able to set the atmosphere with prayer. As I opened up today, those of you who were able to hear me, I sung a stanza, which I would like to call a part of the theme, if you will, for this new series. Now, those of you know, we're dealing with the series, The Me That I Am, The Me That I Am. And a part of that series, you must understand, and we're going to be covering some things tonight to catch you up to speed during our time of prayer. Won't hold you long, but I certainly want to do a different format for tonight, because it's burning on me by Holy Spirit to pour into each and every one of you, no matter where you are, the word of the Lord to get you to understand who the me that you are is. If I said that in proper English, you understand. Who the me that you are is. Now, why is that so important? Because when we look at the scriptures, please hear me, and again, I'm going to open up the floor towards the end because I want to make sure that if there's any questions as it relates to this new covenant and this teaching that I've been dealing with, the contrast between the cross and after the cross, I want to make sure you're getting this. I want to make sure not only you're getting this, but you're understanding it. Why is that important? Because if you don't understand what the Lord is saying in this season, you're going to keep on trying to live what you thought you had to live, only to find out you couldn't live it. You're going to keep on trying to live what you thought you had to live, only to find out you couldn't live it. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, we're going to go to the Word of God, and I'm going to lift up some points. So if you got pens and paper, if you want to get this information in your spirit, because, you know, I felt the love of the Lord sometime in a weeks or so, after a couple of teachings, to put you on a quiz. Amen. I want to quiz you according to this. Why do I want to quiz you? Because if you get what Holy Spirit is saying in this season, your relationship with God is going to go through a whole nother level. You're going to understand God like you never learned him before. You're going to see him like you never seen him before. You're going to love him more than you've ever loved him before. And I don't know about you, but that's a wonderful position to be in. So let's start off with this as we open up. And those of you who haven't been following along, if this is your first time with us, we thank you for joining with us. Better Life, the Movement Church, and we're excited about the type of ministry we are. Amen. We don't make any apologies. We are grateful to the Lord for who he has called for each and every one of us to be. We are a new covenant ministry. That's right. What does that mean, new covenant? And I want to open up with this because I got an email, and let me just share this with you. Someone who emailed me over the past week or week and a half or so, and when they heard me make the statement that we are a new covenant ministry, they, and of course, in their innocence, only heard or only saw that we were a New Testament ministry as if we have thrown out the Old Testament. And that's not the case. The Word of God is the total counsel of God. What we just understand is there's a difference of the Mosaic law and the new covenant of Christ. There is a difference. There's a contrast. There's a difference because under the Mosaic law, you had to operate or perform to get God's attention. In the new covenant, we don't have to perform. We have to believe. Did you hear what I said? You don't have to perform. You have to believe. And so when the email came in and they said, well, do we gotta throw away the old covenant? No, we don't throw that away. Listen to me, and I'm gonna show you a quote of the scripture today. That the old covenant, the covenant of Moses, listen to me very carefully. You gotta get this. The covenant of Moses served its purpose at its time. But because man could not uphold it, God knew he had to bring another plan. And that plan was contained in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he what? He gave his only begotten son. That whoever, whether you saved or unsaved, whether you're right or unright, whether you're up or whether you're down, whether you're in or whether you're out, or sometimes if you like to be double dutch, whosoever will believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And hear what I want to say to you. The blessings of the old covenant is still available for you. That's why we don't throw away the old covenant. No. Those blessings are still available. But here's what we do. We understand that there is a new agreement. A new agreement we now have with God. That we have agreement with God that we can come boldly before his throne of grace. That's right. That's why last week, if you were following along with us in our former series, I closed out with teaching God in me. And in essence, the whole focus was to get you to realize that God is not in the sky alone by himself. I know when you pray, you may look up. I know when you talk to God, you may address him as in heaven. But I'm here to challenge what you thought. Because God is not in heaven, he's in you. And if he's in you, you got authority. You got power. You got, watch this, promise that leads you to a better experience of life. That's what it's all about. Now, listen, for those of you who may struggle on what I'm teaching, let me tell you this. You only know what you've been taught. I'm going to say it again, because some of you have been taught at places before coming to Better Life. That has had you built up on the focus that if you don't perform right, if you don't be right, then it's, as the saying goes, holiness or hell. Now, in the old covenant, it made sense. Because if we didn't live according to the law, the Mosaic law, the penalty was death, and that death ultimately resulted in hell because you disobeyed God. But in the new covenant, it's not about what we can do. It's about what Jesus Christ has already done. And all God requires is for you to believe him. Now, I'm not saying you don't do nothing in the new covenant. Because in the new covenant, you must still operate with your authority. You got to take authority over sickness. Take authority over lack. You got to take authority over all the drama that oftentimes comes inside of your life. You still take authority over that. We still have the ability to stand our ground and declare the truth of God. But the difference is, in the new covenant, I don't have to try to obey, watch this, all of the law. Now, because, again, you only know what you've been taught. Many of you have been taught that it's only 10 commandments, and I'm going to tell you, according to Scripture, that's wrong. It's 613 commandments. And I'm going to tell you what I mean by that. Go to Deuteronomy 28. Watch this. Follow me on the journey now because I need to make sure you get this. Because you won't understand to me who you are until you realize where we are. And it's the difference between behavior and identity. And as we go further inside of this teaching, you're going to understand the difference between behavior and identity. I hear what I'm saying here. There's a difference between the two. Oftentimes, according to what you've done previously, you try to allow your behavior to dictate your identity. In the new covenant, our identity is what dictates our behavior. Because when I know that I'm the righteousness of God, I live in that righteousness. Things I used to do, not that I don't want to do no more, but I don't do no more. Why? It's not my identity. Watch this, Deuteronomy 28. Watch this, let's go to 28. Let's look at verse number 1. We're going to read on down to, let's go 1 and 2. It says, and I'm reading from the King James Version, it says, and it shall come to pass that if you listen diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God and observe to do all his commandments. Underline that in your scripture if you're taking notes. All his commandments. Now, what do I mean? What is all his commandments? It's not the Ten Commandments, everybody. It's 613 commandments. 613 commandments. You have to do all his commandments, not the ten. And let's be honest, some of you got issues with the ten. How in the world are you going to perform all 613, including the ten? You understand? So the scripture is very clear that if we do all his commandments, which he commanded us this day, this is according to the law of Moses, the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth. Verse number 2. And all these blessings shall come upon thee and shall overtake thee if you listen unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Now, here in that same breath, I want you to understand. Now, let's go to verse 15. Drop down to 15. Deuteronomy 28, verse 15. Watch what the scripture says. But if it shall come to pass that if you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, and observe to do, is that an all there again? Oh, that must be something wrong with my Bible, because I see another all there. And now you got to understand that all is 613 commandments. Not just the 10 that's highly exalted or lifted up among the other 603. That if you do not observe to do all the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which you have been commanded this day, then all these curses shall come upon thee and what? Overtake thee. So according to the Old Covenant, which is a, listen, watch this here. Matter of fact, if you take notes, write this down. Write Old Covenant, performance-based agreement. Old Covenant means performance-based agreement. What am I saying? I'm saying, hear me clearly, the Old Covenant, it was a performance-based agreement. It was based on performance. That's the Old Covenant. I hear what I'm saying here. All 603 commandments. Here's my question to you, and I want you to be very honest. How many of you, since you've been saved, since you have said yes to Christ, you surrendered your life, how many of you have obeyed all 603 commandments? Here's a sad thing. Many of you don't even know how many, the 603 commandments in addition to the Ten Commandments. So by default, it is safe to say we have broken those. So according to this performance-based agreement, we, you and I, are under a curse. Now that would make sense, okay? But then when we go a little bit further, let's go to Galatians. Oh, glory be to God. You better be following me here. I'm telling you, I got to free you up. I got to free us up. We got an assignment. We got an assignment because a lot of church today, religion, keeps teaching people, pastors today, are teaching people that they have to perform for God to receive them. And that's not what the scripture says. Because if you take the Old Covenant and apply it to New Covenant situations, you take the whole message out of context, which ruins its application. Oh, I know I'm sounding teacherish today, but I need you to get this. It ruins its application if you take it out of context. So let's look at the scriptures. Ready? Here we go. We're looking at the scriptures. Let's go to Galatians 3. With the curse. For Galatians 3, let's look at 3:13 and 14. I'm going to ask somebody to read that with a loud voice. Galatians 13 and 14. Unmute your line by pressing star 6. And once everybody, come on.
Hi, Pastor Pat from New Hampshire.
God bless you, Evangelist Pat. Come on.
All right, I'm in the New King James Version. 13 and 14. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
Whoa, look at this. Evangelist Pat, it looks that same way in my Bible, too. That if we're under the curse in the old covenant, because that's what the word says, if God's word is true, if you don't keep all 613 commandments, including the 10, you're cursed. But when we understand the new covenant, Galatians 3:13, Christ have redeemed us from the curse of the what? Law. So we've been redeemed from the curse of the law, which means that curse did apply. But every person who accepts Christ, you are no longer under the curse, which means that now we cross over from performance-based to living by faith. Are you hearing me? I need you to get this. Because if you don't get this, let me tell you what happens. I'm going to tell you what happens in this situation. What happens is people who don't understand what you're learning now, people who are not getting this meat right now, they're trying to live perfectly before the Lord, only to fail. To turn around and try and do it harder, only to fail again. To turn around and try and do it harder, only to fail again, only to come to the last final conclusion, I quit because I tried to do it and it doesn't work. That's why millennials ain't coming to church like they used to. That's why millennials, why? Because they not gonna be under the same, they're going to be under the same confusion that we grew up under. Not understanding the difference between life after the cross than before the cross. See, you can't tell the millennials that if they don't fast 3 times a day, they're going to hell. That if they don't show up in church, God's going to curse them. That if they don't do this or do that, then it's over. They're not going for that. And I'm telling you that no longer applies, because Christ has paid the price for the curse requirement on the cross. So in the old covenant, every blessing of Abraham, which is found in the Old Covenant, Genesis the 12th chapter, is still available today. It's just accessible through faith and not performance-based. Now, I know I sound a little bit passionate about this, but I'm telling you, Holy Spirit just keep teaching me and getting this thing on me so much that I can't wait until we really go loud to share with the world. And that's why the timing of our broadcast is so perfect. That's why the timing in which we're getting ready to let the message be heard to thousands upon millions is great. But you got to be ready that when others come into this ministry, you who are already here, we are speaking the same thing with no division among us. That I can't be teaching performance-based and you telling folks that if they don't if they don't wear white and cover their head or if they put on pants, then the Lord ain't going to deal with them. That is not so here, everybody. That is bad, erroneous teaching that is often used to manipulate people to an agenda. And somebody ought to thank God right now that you're under a ministry that is not focused on trying to get you to act a certain way or be a certain way. A ministry that's getting you to be free, that the love of our Lord Jesus Christ can emanate in life. Watch verse 14. Evangelist Pat read it. She says that the blessings of Abraham may come from the Gentiles. How? through Jesus Christ. Everything in the new covenant is through Jesus Christ. If you think for one moment that if you try to cross every I and doubt everything, you're going to win the love of God, you are sadly mistaken. You don't have to win the love of God. The love of God is already present. Glory be to God. He's already present. Matter of fact, you are the righteousness of God, even though you're not always righteous. You are the righteousness. Listen, I was talking to somebody, and I'm going to say the name unless they give me the permission to do so. I was talking to somebody earlier, and they were telling me that they got into a situation, and the person was talking sideways to them, and you know, they still working out some things in their salvation, you understand? And they was about to, all right, praise the Lord, that was Apostle Simmons. We was in conversation, and he began to share how there was a situation that was he was faced with, that literally the person was disrespecting him in another language. He can tell from the tone and the feeling of the whole atmosphere while he was there. And then he said how for one moment he was tempted to throw those things. Oh, I think it'll help him. Yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about when I say that. He was tempted to show somebody where he come from. Now, again, he didn't do it. Praise the Lord. That was Holy Spirit inside of him keeping him. Glory be to God. But watch this here. If he would have swung off on the person, would God have cut him out and cast him to hell? No. Now, the consequence would have been that the person could have filed an assault charge and he would have been arrested and we would have been having a prayer meeting down at the jailhouse, you understand. But Holy Spirit, watch this, hear me clearly. Holy Spirit on the inside told him to hold your tongue, keep your peace. And today, he's able to be on the call tonight. Because he didn't allow, watch this, his flesh to supersede. But that doesn't mean that he didn't have the temptation to want to do so. And I'm only using an example to make something clear to you. Please understand, in this life, after the cross, as a new covenant Christian, we now live by faith. It is our faith, and that's why I got to deal with you on your identity. Because if you still see yourself as a sinner, now, how do a person see themselves as a sinner? Let's look at this. How do a person see themselves as a sinner? I'll tell you how. When you look at the fact that you haven't been keeping all those commandments, come on, before I talk to you this tonight, when you look at the fact that you have not been crossing that line, say, well, Lord, how are you going to use me when I'm not all that I should be? And I taught on Wednesday during lunchtime with God. Here's what the message of grace is all about. When we were at our worst, God gave his best, that through his best we can become better. That was what Christ did. And this is why this message has to be shared, because if we don't share this message this way, guess what's going to happen? You're going to see a lot of people who are tempted and tried to be right with God and tried to live right with God and tried to go in the way of God only to fail and say, you know what, maybe God ain't real and maybe this stuff ain't real. You know why people look at the church cross-eyed? Because the church for so long has painted this perfect picture. That when you come up on a perfect picture, you do. Have you ever been? I've been to a museum. Amen. Pastor Michelle, we was in Texas, and she said, you know what? Let's keep our children cultured. And so we went to the museum, the High Museum of Texas, and we also been to the one in Georgia, and so on and so forth. And when you go to a museum, you see people who stand at a distance admiring the artwork. And we admired the artwork. We saw some pieces from Vinci. We saw some pieces from, you know, all the same artists. But here's what I noticed. From far back, when you're standing 4 feet back from the artwork, it looks wonderful. But as you come a little close, you see little little differences and bleeds of the paint into one color to another. And you see different lines that are not correctly in place. Now, from far back, it looks good. But when you come close, you start seeing this little spot. And that's what the church have done. Painted this perfect picture that far back, it looks wonderful until folks start coming to church, giving their heart to the Lord, only to find out that Sister So-and-so is talking about Brother You Know, and because Brother You Know messed up with, come on here. And that is what caused them to feel that maybe this lifestyle really ain't what it really is. And I'm saying that when you can present a message of God's love that is not based on people's performance, then guess what? They begin to change their identity. Write this down. Please write it down what I'm about to tell you, because I need you to get this. All right? I need you to get this. You and I have to renew our mind according to our new identity. We've got to renew our mind according to our new identity. What you're learning now, you got to start to renew your mind in. You can't simply, this is the way I've always been, and this is all it's going to be. No, you got to renew your identity. I remember years ago, I was on the show called Ask the Pastor in Western New York. It was a hit show through TCT Network, which was Todd and Tina Coombs. And I hosted that show. Matter of fact, Pastor Michelle and I, we was the host of Celebration Show. We was on that show as a pastor and so on and so forth. And Ask the Pastor was a panel of pastors that would have a moderator stand up, and pastors would come with their Bibles, and they would discuss the scriptures. And it was a powerful show. I'm telling you, it was a powerful show. And I remember one time we got on the subject of women in ministry. Well, you know, Pastor Michelle is a woman in ministry. And she was a pastor before I met her. You understand? I didn't make her a pastor. She pastored her own church. You understand? And when they had a conversation, there was one bishop who was an older guy. He says, listen, whether it's right or whether it's wrong for women to be in ministry is what I believe, what I always believe, and what I'm going to believe. And that's just him saying that he didn't think a woman should be in ministry. Now, here's my point. See, if you stay stuck according to what you thought, that's why I had to take you to the teachings of showing you that truth's got to be over tradition. You got to have truth over tradition. Whenever you are facing truth, you got to throw out your tradition, because tradition is only built upon you knowing what you've been taught. And if you've only been taught a certain way, if you've been taught a certain way only, then guess what? That's going to be how you respond. And many people have only been taught that you got to live right, you got to do. Now, don't get me wrong, because when you understand your new identity in Christ, you don't want to go out there and be what you used to be. If you're a liar, you don't want to lie no more. If you're a backbiter, you don't want to do that. You fornicator, adulterer, a thief, whatever you were, you don't want to do that anymore, because guess what? I am the righteousness of God. I don't have to do that anymore. He has freed me from that bondage of sin. But if you don't have the correct identity and you're only focused on behavior, guess what's going to happen? You're going to find yourself still trying to earn the love of God through your works. And that's not so. So tonight, that's what I want to do. I want to pave that way to kind of give you this contrast for you to understand that you are under the new covenant. And as a new covenant Christian, we operate differently. We move differently. We focus more on our identity before our behavior, unlike of the old, you focus on your behavior more than your identity. Let me take you to one more scripture, then we're going to open the floor. I want to answer any questions that you have tonight, because I want to make sure, before we close out, I know our time is drawing near, I want to make sure you get this. So before, you know, generally on Thursday night, I may give a word and we go right into prayer, or we go to prayer and so on and so forth. But today, I have to really make sure you are getting this, because what I'm about to teach in this new series, the me that I am, is all based on your identity. It's all based on your identity. And your identity is different than your behavior. I'm going to say it again. Your identity is different than your behavior. Identity first, behavior next. I'm going to show you this in scripture. Go to Ephesians 5 and 8. Ephesians, the fifth chapter.
We're going to look at the 8th verse. Evangelist Pat, if you're ready, I'm going to want you to read that. And I'm going to stop you inside because I got to teach on this so we can get some clarity. And I may revisit this another time in our series, but let me make sure you get this right. Ephesians 5 and 8. Let's go there.
For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them.
Now stop there. Let's go back up to, look at the 8th verse. I'm going to break this here. I want to break this down for you. It says, for you were sometimes in darkness, but now you are light. What is light? That's your identity. I'm the light now. Glory be to God. And I'm not the light because I've been so wonderful. I'm the light because I said yes to Christ. And he now dwells in me. And if God is in me, as I am in him, then any darkness we light up the situation. So watch what he says here. He then goes on to say, you are the light, that's your identity, in the Lord. So walk as children of the light. Now you see that walk? That's your behavior. I told you, see, it's your identity before your behavior. See, when you start to have the right identity, your behavior gets in line. Glory be to God. But if you still working on your behavior, if I just try hard enough, if I just try, somewhere along the way you're going to fail, because as long as we are in this flesh, there will be time. And I shared with you the story, the real story today of Apostle Simmons when he was like, listen, I was ready to remind this guy of where I come from. Now that was real. But he didn't. Because his identity as light caused him to walk. Watch what the scripture says here. Is this in your Bible too? Boy, I feel so on fire tonight. Look at this. Well, he says, verses 5-8, he says, here we go. It says, walk as children of the light. So my behavior now is in line with my identity. Because I first learned my identity. So yes, people, and I talked about this on Wednesday. Yes, people remember who I used to be. Yes, people remember what I used to do. But what I did is not who I am. Because I am who I am in him. And so Paul said in Galatians, now let's go to Galatians. Amen. Before I go there, let me finish it out. Because then he says, now that you are the light, now that you got your identity good. Ready? Watch it here. He says, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. And as the light, I got the fruit of the Spirit in me and all righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. So now, because I am the light, the fruit of God emanates out of me, showing what is that acceptable of the Lord. So therefore, verse 11, I have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but I rather reprove them. See, you know why some folk can't roll with you like they used to be able to? Because you really saved. Yes, you really saved. Listen, you for real really saved. But the old you, you be doing what everybody else is doing. And now when they get to cussing and fussing, you just lift up your finger, you kind of go off to the side. When they get to, you know, scheming and scamming, you kind of, that's my time to leave. You know, I was talking to my mother, Mother Blue, Evangelist Mother Blue, and I was talking to her, and she was telling me about a situation in which she was invited from some people in Buffalo to come. They had some guests from out of town, and she was invited to come over to the house and fellowship, right? But then at the house, they was turning up. Now, if you're a young person, you understand what I mean. They're turning up, you understand? And she knew that they were going to be turning up, and my mama said,
No, thank you. I don't want to be there. Now, you might say, why would she want to be there? Not because she was being righteous in any type of way. But she said, I don't want to deal with the drama all that like that. That's not what I... Listen, I'm not a part of the unfruitful work. So she made a decision. She said, no, I'll pass. And later on, the person who invited her wound up saying, yeah, I know, you got to be glad you didn't come because this happened and that happened and this happened and that happened. And she's like, no, see, why? I got a new identity. It's not that I'm perfect, no. It's just that I'm the righteousness of God. There's some things I will not partake of. And that's what I'm saying to you. If you just try to work on your behavior without dealing with your identity, you're going to find yourself in confusion. Or you're going to find yourself dipping and tripping. Because there's some of you who may be on the line tonight who may present yourself as being saved, as if you got a relationship with the Lord. But when the rubber meets the road, you know. So my point is, and what I'm sharing with you today, is I want you to see this, that the me that I am is all about your identity in this new covenant. My identity in this covenant. Oh, I'm free. Oh, my God, you're free. You're free from trying to live up to a standard that you can't live. Now, that doesn't mean we don't live righteously. It just means that I trust in Holy Spirit, God in me, to help me make the right decisions, that my life will resemble the fruit of the Spirit. Are you following what I'm saying here? This is exactly what it is. This is what it's about. And so again, in this ministry, we do not teach, nor do we endorse, trying to live according to an old covenant law that you couldn't do if you tried with everything inside of you. But now that we're under grace, you have the ability to take authority over that which is not of God. You see something going on in your family, things going crazy, you take authority. You see some stuff going on in your thinking. You have the God-given ability that has been given to us by grace to take authority over that behavior. Come on. You can take authority over that behavior, and as you take authority over that behavior has to come down. Are you following what I'm saying here? So I'm going to open the floor in a moment. I'm going to open the floor in a moment, but... Okay, and we're back. Sorry, guys, it was a drop call. You know why? Because so much word has come forth. The enemy don't want you to hear this. How many people getting freed up tonight? Come on. How many of you getting freed up tonight? But like I was saying, here, when you see stuff go on in your life, in your family, in your situation, that is not according to the things of God, because you have a new identity, the me that I am, I'm the life, walking in the light as a child of the light. Watch this. I now have a God-given grace that gives me the ability to take authority over anything that's not right. Whether even if it is in my own mind. Like I said a moment ago, I said for the first half of my life, see, now I'm living such in freedom because I know my identity, that my love for God has went up 100 miles deep, you understand it? The next level, three levels next. But I couldn't always say that. Because I knew that there were times in my life, watch this, that even though I was saved, that I would have a conflict within my mind. I wanted to believe God for something, but my mind was saying, what if it doesn't work? What if they don't show up? Oh, you know, God called you out of the... As a matter of fact, I'll tell you the truth. You know, when we had the building in Florida, many of you from our Florida location, you remember, beautiful building. We spent over $30,000 renovating the building, getting it all together and, you know, everything. And Lord spoke to us and said, close it up and take the ministry, expand the ministry. Many of you wouldn't be on the line tonight if we would have stayed in Florida. Because there's no way you could have been apart. Yeah, Pastor, I could have tuned in. No, not this. God is calling us to reach an audience who is fed up with the traditional church. We are a place that embrace spirituality much more than religion. Why? Because religion is based upon that old covenant. You got to do a whole lot of stuff to hopefully win God's love, and that's just not the truth. So I remember when the Lord spoke to us, I remember the last Sunday we had, and you know, certainly some of you on the line from Florida, you remember. And then right after that service, we start packing up everything. Said, the Lord said, we're going. People was like, well, Pastor, where we going? Online. Is that a place? So in this, when the Lord spoke to us to do this, I knew I heard God. I know right now I hear God about what we're doing. It makes all the sense in the world because guess what? We're seeing the change that is happening in the lives of people nationwide. Because we obey God. But I'll be the first one to tell you, when we left the building, my mind was telling me, you know this is the end. You know nobody's going to show up. You know nobody's going to follow. You know nobody's going to stay connected. Matter of fact, we even had some people who was with the ministry who left because they said, oh, we need to be in a place. Why? Because that's all they knew. It's all they knew. They couldn't handle doing what we're doing now. How now we're expanding into many different states, and we're continuously growing as well. So when that happened, let me tell you what I had to do. And I'm going to tell you the same thing. I had to take authority over those thoughts, or we would not be where I am today speaking this message that I'm speaking now. We would not have our message and our message. So let's go to 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, verses 3 to 5. I'm gonna ask Apostle Simmons to go ahead and read that. 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, verses 3, and we're going to read that through 5. Let's go to the fifth verse. We'll come back up to 4 and 3. Start with the fifth verse. If you follow along in your scriptures, in your word, you're going to get 2 Corinthians 10 and 5. Because I'm going to show you how, this is about your identity now. I'm not the same man I used to be. I am the righteousness of God today. And because my identity has been established, I know how to operate in my authority. Come on, Apostle.
Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5.
Apostle, unmute your line by pressing star 6.
Praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. It reads, we pull down every proud obstacle that is raised against the knowledge of God. We take every thought captive and make it obey Christ.
Whoa, wait a minute. Look at this. According to our assignment. According to what you're dealing with, when you got a new identity, guess what you now know? You now know and understand that there will be, watch this here, arguments or thoughts that will try to exalt itself against the knowledge of God. That means there will always be thoughts that will try to challenge what you know of God.
You start with you walking around declaring your prosperity. Oh, God gonna prosper me. Yes, Lord. He gonna do it. Why? Because I believe and I decree and I'm meditating and I'm doing these things here. And as you begin to do that, stuff not going crazy in your life. Bills are due. Next thing you know, money you thought you was gonna come through ain't come through, and this you thought was gonna happen ain't happening. And you like, well, I've been decreeing the prosperity of God, and now it seems like the poverty of the devil is coming. What is the world is happening here? And I'm telling you that when that happens, you gotta pull down that fault, everything. You gotta pull it down with authority. Hear me clearly, authority, anything that exalts itself of what you know of God. That's what the knowledge of God is. What we know of God. I know my marriage got to work. I know my family got to survive. I know my son and daughter going to be saved. I know my money ain't going to be funny. I know my chains no longer going to be strange. I know it. And when those thoughts come up, you now take authority because I got a new identity right now. Come on, I'm the righteousness of God. I got power. I got authority. I'm decreeing the better life. That's right, I'm going to have a better life experience. There's no doubt about it. It's His word for me to have a better life experience. I ain't starting for where I'm at now. I'm not looking at what I'm driving. I'm not looking at where I'm living. All that stuff is a pass-through to where I get to where He promised you. Come on. Ooh, I feel like running and ain't nobody chasing me. Glory be to God. So I'm saying to you all tonight, and I'm getting ready to open the floor for any questions or anything you need clarity on. Because as we move forward, when we start taking this message to the masses, they're coming. You've got to be ready. You've got to be ready. You've got to be able to say, Pastor, my man of God, I'm 100% with you, and I'm not going to stop. Because now that I know the truth, in the words of the wonderful singer, I won't go back, I can't go back to the way it used to be before His presence came and changed me. And in this case, the presence is His word, that Holy Spirit. Now, I can't tell you why all pastors ain't teaching that. I can't tell you why people aren't embracing this now. But I can tell you that this is our assignment. This is what He called Better Life the movement for. The creative movement of people who can live for the Lord in a new identity, knowing that they are the righteousness of God, only for the behavior to start to follow their new identity instead of trying to work on their behavior, crippling their identity. I've never felt more saved before the Lord in my life than I do today. And I hope you hear that I'm the pastor saying this. There was times I remember the growing up in the church, and the mothers of the church, they would say, well, you got to live right because, the righteousness will scarcely make it in. And then their interpretation was that you just may not go to heaven. And that's not what that scripture means. The righteous scarcely make it in simply means that it's the righteous that accepted Christ that allowed them to come in. But if they would have said no to Christ, hell would have been their home. Not dealing with their performance. Because who on this line, without committing the sin of high-minded self-righteousness, who on this line can say that you have done everything, you have followed every commandment, and you have done it all? No one can. And if no one can say that, then you need help. Are you ready for this? And let me clarify something, because thank you, Holy Spirit. I felt this in the spirit right now. I really felt this in the spirit. I know that and nowadays we live inside of a day where there's a lot of people who are pastors and, you know, they want to get into life coaching, and they want to coach people on how to behave better. And nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with life coach. Nothing wrong with that at all. Amen. I'm certified in neuro-linguistic programming, which is NLP. I deal with behavior change and so on and so forth. But here's the reality: change your identity, and you change your behavior.
I used to say this, which is not necessarily correct. The Lord helps those who help themselves. But that's nowhere in the Bible, everybody. That's nowhere in the Bible. One day, after I said it, I had to relook. I said, whoa, that's not in the Bible. So I started looking it up, and I said, well, wait a minute. Benjamin Franklin said that. That wasn't in the Bible. Because here's the reality, and here's where grace comes in. The Lord doesn't help those who help themselves. He helps those who need help. And I got a revelation tonight. I need help. I need help from God and Holy Spirit to continue to live the life and walk the way. And it's Holy Spirit that works in me that allows me to constantly see that I'm not who I was. I'm a new man. One last scripture, I'll give it to you, then we're going to open up here. Ready? Let me show you what I mean by new identity. I'm going to teach on this. I'm going a little bit further. I'm not just going far under tonight. Ready? 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. Let's go there. Some of you already know where I'm going. You already know it by heart. Amen. You already, you know, 5:17. I'm sorry. 2 Corinthians 5:17. 5:17. Mm-hmm. 5 and 7 is good, too. That's how you're supposed to live in your new identity. But 5:17 is what I'm looking for. 5:17, it says it this way. I'm going to read it. It says, therefore, if any man or woman be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. In the time people try to remind you of what you used to be, you remind them of your new identity. If any man is in Christ, I'm a new creature. All things have passed or are passing away, and all things have become or are becoming new. That's your new identity. I am the me that I am. That Paul said in Galatians 2:20, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. But Christ who lives in me and the life that I now live, the better life that I now live, I only live through what Jesus Christ has done. This is what it means to be a new covenant Christian. And hear me. You are the righteousness of God. Now, you may not do right all the time. You may not, but Holy Spirit is going to keep working on you. He's going to keep working in you. And before you know it, those same mistakes that you used to make, you ain't making no more. Why? Because he got a hold of me. And I've been changing from the inside out. Have you been blessed by today's word? Have you been blessed by today's word? Have you been blessed by today's word? I just want you to give God some glory right now. Come on, unmute your line right now. Give God some glory. I want to hear you. Come on, open up your mouth right now and exalt the very name of our God. If you know today, you are the righteousness of God. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name, Father. Thank you. Thank you for allowing me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My children are your right.
Listen to me.
Bless
the Lord, knowing and sharing with you that there's a lot of work to be done. I do believe the church needs to be reformed. No doubt about it. And it's not going to be according to performance base. It's going to be according to the new grace of God that will cause people to live in freedom and cause them to live better. Will you take the assignment and the journey that Better Life the Movement is called to do? Will you join Pastor Michelle and I as we raise up the standard and we share the love for all that they too can be free because he did it in me? I have a new identity, so do you. I am the me that I'm called to be. With that said, I'm going to open the floor for any questions. Any questions? WDYL, what does that mean? What did you like? What did you learn? I'm going to give you the opportunity to speak. If you got any questions, if you got a comment, if your eyesight has been more clear tonight, then we want to hear it. Because always remember, the teacher hasn't taught unless the student has first learned. And I trust that what Holy Spirit has given me to share with you tonight, that you have learned it. The floor is open for anybody. Unmute your line. State your name, where you're calling from. If you got any questions about this new covenant and everything I'm teaching, and listen, there's nothing dumb here. Because I know that I'm dealing with a lot of years of drama, of confusion, of spiritual blindness that is upon you. I'm dealing with a lot of those years. So I know I got to adequately and correctly, in context, allow application to be the change of your situation. Any questions, comments, or any thoughts?
Pastor, this is Paula from Pontiana.
Go ahead, Paula. You're live.
I thought this was just like, whoa, off the wall teaching this afternoon, Pastor. Because you see, as you talked, when you touch on Galatians, you know, I've been in a situation whereby I've been wondering if I'm acting right, if I'm doing the right thing, should I do this, should I do that? And you know, they talk about the word becomes flesh. This was really some serious meat you gave us this afternoon, Pastor. And then you went to 2 Corinthians, whereby you taught, you know, which just showed you how to deal with your situation. And you know, I love the word, because whenever you have a situation that you're going through, once you pick up the word, and the Lord always speaks to you, and He teaches you. So, you know, and I just think that this was just on time teaching for me, a reminder for me, and to know that God is on my side. He showed me what to do, and I don't have to worry about if I did something correctly or if I didn't do it correctly, because this is what He wanted me to do. So I thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Paula, bless you. And again, remember, we're under grace, not performance-based. Allow Holy Spirit, God in you, to lead you and guide you. And you'll know what's right and you'll know what's wrong without having to have an umpire or somebody to check and correct you. You understand? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Is there another comment? Is there another? Anybody else?
Hi, Pastor. It's Pat from New Hampshire.
Evangelist Pat, yes.
Yes, I just want to say that your teachings have been just so on point, and I'm so thankful and grateful for them, because they have been such a help in my life and in things that I have been going through. Just on earlier this week, where it's been a trying couple of weeks, and things have been kind of like really, really stressing me out, which I don't usually do easily. And I wasn't sleeping very well the other night, and I was tossing and turning, and my mind was just wandering, just have all these crazy ideas and imaginations and just thoughts that I shouldn't be having. I was, you know, stressing out. So I got up and I took to my Bible and I read I read John 14. I read that twice in two different versions. I started out praying, but to me it was like, it was more, how should I say, more whining, so to speak, like, oh, God, help me, please help me. It's but after I finished reading, by the time I finished reading the scriptures, He spoke to me, and it's just like, I had a moment, like, oh. And it said, He said, take authority. take authority.
Yes.
So I just started speaking authority to over everything that was going on. I'm like, you know, and it's just like after that, I just felt real so calm and so peaceful. And I have been just sleeping like a baby ever since. So I just love what you've given us, the food you're feeding us, and it's just very good. I thank you, and I appreciate you.
Thank you, Evangelist. Praise the Lord. And I just want to encourage you, and I mean this, that you're right. You're right. The enemy going to do everything he can, and sometimes life tries to get us down with negative thoughts that would get us to contradict or second-guess God. But when that happens, like he read in 2 Corinthians 10 and 5, cast out every imagination and every high thing that tries to exalt itself against what we know of God. You can cast that down, glory to God. And as you cast that down, the victory will be evident because God is always speaking. We just got to be open to hear. And when you can run to the Word of God, the principles, the teachings, and the words of Christ will guide us along with the help of Holy Spirit. There's no way you cannot lose. Because God does not go down the path of failure. I think somebody need to hear that one more time. God does not go down the path of failure. And if you have failed all your life because of your decision, you choose to be led by the Spirit of the Lord. And victory is going to be your experience. Better living is what God is giving you. You got to be ready for your portion. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Is there another? Come on.
Hi, Pastor. This is Prophetess from Kissimmee, Florida.
Okay. Uh-huh. Come on, talk.
What I wanted to share with you that I got so encouraged by is everything that you've been teaching, Pastor, is truly what the Word of God says. And what I was listening to you, I was thinking, I was like, okay, God is, the Holy Spirit is giving Pastor all this insight. Of course, there are going to be people that are not going to like what you're teaching because what you're teaching is exposing the enemy that he can no longer use those pastors to manipulate the congregation, that in Jesus Christ there is freedom. And that's what Jesus wants us to live in, freedom. And this is a message that Jesus preached, that we're supposed to be free in him, that we're not supposed to be in bondage, we're not supposed to live in condemnation, but we're supposed to be convicted of when we do something, but not live in condemnation. And so I'm just, my spirit is so happy, I'm smiling in my spirit, because I'm like, it takes somebody that is called by God, that is bold enough to speak the message of God without lukewarm or without watering it. And I just thank God for you guys. And I just love you and I'm appreciative. And I know I got to cover you guys more because this is exactly the message that Jesus was preaching. And there are Pharisees out there that are not going to like that. But I know God will raise up a banner on you guys' behalf. So thank you so much.
Praise God. So thank you, Prophetess. And you're absolutely right. I do believe that that's why we got to have a prayer circle about it. Those of you who know, we are serious about doing the work of God. We're serious about being busy about God's business. And the enemy wants to attack so he can quench our voices. Not just mine, but also Pastor Shep. So pray for us. All the saints of the Most High. Lift us up and pray for us. Amen. Come on, we got one other person. Come on, Apostle. Come on, bless us tonight.
Well, what I've learned tonight, I'm just like Caleb. You can give me my mouth.
Yep.
Family of God, the community, what the man of God, what our father was sharing tonight is, he's telling us to go take our mountain. Declare it, decree it, take your mountain. Whatever your mountain is, oh my God. If this wasn't a clarion call tonight, I'm not gonna say I'm trembling, but I feel God. I feel God tonight. I mean I'm spiritually awoken. I'm spiritually awoken, and see, is a good thing for me is a bad thing for the devil. Is a good thing for me is a bad thing for the devil. And I'm going to say this. It's like, okay, yeah, I'm an apostle, but yet you still have to be taught. It don't make a difference on how high you go. You still got, watch this, every apostle has an apostle. You have to have a father. Hello, somebody. You have to have there's three people that you must have in your life. You must have a father, a brother, and a son. You got to have someone teaching you. You got someone that you can be in comparison with as far as compare notes or whatever the situation may be. And then you got to be able to teach somebody. Hello, somebody. I'm done.
That's to the Most High. I'm so grateful that you all got it. And what Apostle said, this is a clarion call tonight. It's a clarion call for us to dream bigger, to see further, to run faster, and to be ready for what God is getting ready to do with this ministry and with each and every one of you. Because God cannot bless this place without blessing you first. And if God gonna bless the place, and He told me, the Lord told me, we're gonna carry out that 10-year plan. We're gonna do it. It's gonna take work. It's gonna take you and I being committed with our calendar and our checkbook. But we can do this. Because there is a world that needs to know the love of God and how it's nothing about their performance, but everything about their faith. And if you believe God tonight, then the Lord has spoken to you, and your victory is here to be received. Amen. All right. Well, thanks to the Most High. That's my time. I am thanking God for all of you, and I'm grateful. Yes. Come on, Paula. Paula, unmute your mind and come down. Come on back in. Talk to us.
Yes, Pastor. I just have one more thing that I wanted to say is that, you know, we always have problems. There are always situations that come out to our lives that, you know, is not favored or, you know, we don't favor it. But, you know, God does not isolate us from problems. But what He does is He incubates us so that with whatever situation you are going through, you're protected and He guides you.
Yes.
That's what I wanted to say.
Amen. And right on you are. Thank you, Paula. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing the way you did. And you know, everybody, thank you for your comments. Now, please understand, as much as I labor before the Lord to bring you a word from God, a teaching for the reaching, as my grandfather would say, the Bishop Perry, I honor him always, I want you to always understand that it's your feedback, the fact that you're getting it, there's nothing more encouraging to a pastor than to know that that's what he's teaching is being received, and it's being grasped, and it's being understood by those whom He's called to lead. And I and Pastor Phil take very serious the assignment that God has given us in leading you and your family. And I mean this. This new covenant teaching is a teaching that's going to change not only your life, but even your entire family and generations to come. Are you following what I'm saying here? So let's be encouraged. I want all you all to be connected, be committed, and understand this is only the beginning. It gets better and better, or as some have said, it gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. let's allow the Lord, the Holy Spirit, to keep on working on us. And as long as I know you are here, you know, Prophetess Yelly said it. Hey, I need to pray for you guys, because I know the enemy is going to be fighting. And trust me, make no mistake. Oh, he has. And he will. But what he failed to realize is I know who I am. 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 I am yours. I am yours. And you are mine. Jesus, you are mine. See, I know my identity. And when you know your identity, can't nobody remind you of what you've done, what you were, where you've been. I know who I am now in him. And so do you. Because that's my focus of teaching and empowering you to do so. All right, well, with that said, guys, we got to get ready. We are over our time. Come on, we just have so much. Time flies when you're just having so much. So good fun. It was powerful for me to teach this to you tonight. As much as you were blessed by it, when God gave me the word and I began to study and meditate on this, I couldn't wait to share it with you. That's why I had to change our regular program, because I need to get as much word inside of you in this season as we can. We don't get back to our regular program as listeners. But listen to me. It's time for you to walk in victory, every one of you, because that's why Christ died, so you can have a better identity. Amen? All right, well, guys, listen, we never close out of time together without giving you an opportunity to be a blessing unto the Lord. You know how to do so. How can I be a blessing, Pastor? I want you to ask the Lord tonight what it is that he wants you to give. Amen. Many of you know when the Lord speaks to me and say, challenge this person or that, I certainly will. But there's times when the Holy Spirit wants me to have you seek him as to what you want to give. And why is it important to give unto the Lord through this ministry? Because without your financial support, as important as this message is, that's Christ taught. What was the world without financial support? And I don't care whether it's a dime from a dollar to a thousand to a million. Every dollar given into this ministry is a dollar we didn't have. And it's what we're doing to establish this 10-year vision. So tonight, seek the Lord. Ask God, Lord, what is it you want me to bless the ministry with? And I just want you to obey him. Don't look at your circumstance. Don't look at how much you got and what you need to do. And No. Ask God. And then go with what he gives you. Because that could be the seed that meets the need to change your life. Amen? All right, everybody. Let's get ready to give. How can I give, Pastor? It's already posted on GroupMe. If you're on GroupMe, you can see it. Two main ways you can give. Number one is by Cash App. That's right. Go to Cash App, the $ Better Life Increase. And then number two, you can give by way of PayPal. PayPal. Amen. Go to PayPal and give in that way. And as you begin to do that today, certainly the Lord is going to bless you because of your faithfulness in him. Amen. All right. With that said, guys, let's get ready to give. Let me bless your giving. And then I'm going to close out for tonight. Amen. I'm going to need a moment to worship the Lord. I'm telling you, I was on fire when God gave me this word. I didn't know how I was going to get it out to you. I'm telling you, I just didn't know how I was going to get it out to you. Amen. All right, well, let's get ready to pray. Father, we thank you for the giving that we're about to give right now. Father, as we sow today into the atmosphere, we ask that your hand and your plan will lead us to understand who we are, that we will take authority over everything that's not like you, pull down strongholds and lift up standards, that your work and your will come to pass like never before. We rebuke the enemy, and we come against anything that will try to stop and block our progress in Jesus' name. And we bless you, Lord, that every seed we get ready to sow, you're going to multiply it back 20, 40, 60, and 100-fold. So we sow the seed out of obedience, and we sow the seed in faith, and we thank you for what you're doing today. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, saints of the Most High, that is my time. I thank you so much for yours. I want you to enjoy the rest of your evening. And I want you to pray my strength in the Lord. Amen. As we continue to do the work that God has called for us to do. Amen. All right. And as you give tonight, we bless the Lord for all those who are doing this in his way. We bless you and we thank God for all of you. Amen. All right. Bless one another before you get off the line tonight. And we're going to make a recording of tonight's teaching available on our podcast. And I'll make sure to post the link on to GroupMe either tonight or tomorrow so you can listen and re-listen, get that into your spirit. Amen. So therefore, you know the difference between the old covenant, the new covenant, and your identity in Christ. Amen. God bless you all. Remember, you're in the future, so go walk in the new way. God bless you all, and thank you for your support today. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you, Pastor. God bless everyone on the line. Have a good evening.
Thank you, Pastor, for that awesome and enlightening word on this evening. Everyone be blessed.
Community, we love you. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you, Pastor. This has truly freed me up. Have a blessed night, everybody.
We would like to thank you for tuning in to Better Lifeology Radio Broadcast with A.O. Blue, produced by Better Life Media. We trust that you have been blessed by today's teaching. Please let us know at pastoralblue@gmail.com. For more information and to obtain a copy of today's broadcast, please visit www.betterlifeseeker.com. Just click the tab that says More, then Shop. Thank you for spending time with this ministry. To discover the tools and techniques to build your better life now, we would like you to give a donation to support the ministry. You can text any amount to 407-456-7300. Again, you can text any amount to 407-456-7300. Or you can go to www.betterlifeseeker.com. Click on Donate Now, where you can give through Cash App or PayPal online. Every gift is a gift that helps us to lead people to better. We bless you, we love you, and want you to always remember, God created your life, but it's up to you to create the level of your living. And we, the Better Life Spiritual Community, can help. See you again next time on Better Lifeology Radio Broadcast, where it's already getting better.